Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Further with regard to this command of Allah Ta'ala of Nasikh and Mansukh, that certain commandments which Allah Ta'ala gave and later Allah abrogated, changed them, cancelled them, etc. So there are two types of these abrogations which took place. One is that there was a command given and later in its place another command was given. Like at the beginning, the iddat for woman, if the husband passes away, was 1 year. And later it was changed to 4 months and 10 days. And another type is that first there was a command given, it was cancelled, and no other command was given in its place. Like at the beginning, when the hijrat was taking place, people were going to Madinatul Munawwara. When women were also making hijrat, then they were first interrogated whether they are genuine, whether they are spies or whatever, they were interrogated. And later this command was cancelled, and then there was no interrogation for the women who were making hijrat. Also, this command, abrogation only took place as far as awamir, commandments of Allah Ta'ala are concerned. The commandments that what we have to do with regard to that. And with regard to akhbar, information, there is no abrogation in there. Like about the news about Jannat and Jahannam, about the nations of before. In there is no abrogation. It was only in the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and thus any intelligent person can understand according to conditions commandments are changed and given also. Though Allah is fully aware of what is going to happen, but at this time the condition of the people is this. This is the command that applies to them. Later, when their condition changes, though Allah was fully aware of it, but then later when the people's condition changed, Allah Ta'ala changed commandments also. Of course, with the Quran Sharif coming down, deen is complete now. Now there is no changing. Many people want to change commandments of Allah Ta'ala and give some other mild form of deen. They want to water down deen. This is not right. What Allah Himself, He has changed and He cancelled commandments. That was the right of Allah Ta'ala only. Also, these changes that came, either another similar thing was brought in its place, or another command came which was more easier to practice on, or another command came in which there was more sawab for the people. Though this was not with regard to ayats of the Quran Sharif, but like namaz became faraz in Mi'raj, first it was 50 namazes. Then Allah changed it to 5, it became much more easier for everyone. And also Allah kept the sawab still at 50. So though we only make 5 times namaz, but the reward is given of 50. So in this way, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are given, and this is also for us to understand the absolute authority of Allah Ta'ala, and that we have to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. In this dunya, just to study laws of this dunya, and the laws keep on changing also. People devote their years of their lives, and then afterwards to become a real expert and qualified person, a person has to spend his whole life before he can know the laws of one country, the constitution of one country. These are the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And it isn't even sufficient for a person who become qualified as an alim that he knows the laws. Now he only knows how to study the laws. And if he carries on, then all the depths and the insights of it will open to him as he gains mental maturity and spiritual maturity also. That is when all this will open to him. So it is a lifelong mission, and the commands of Allah are the greatest. Then a person will be able to understand these laws, and then even more than the laws themselves, the law maker, that is Marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And then a person will appreciate and gain closeness and the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in here, though it seems to be a superficial thing with regard to changing of laws, etc., but it has got great spiritual benefits and great in-depth lessons for us also to learn, by which our iman becomes more stronger in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if a person approaches it in the right way. Otherwise, this can lead to a person to even lose his iman if he doesn't approach it in the right way and does not understand it. So we have to understand that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is absolute. There is nobody who can rule over Allah in any way. There is nobody who can give mashura to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the all-wise, all-knowing and all-powerful. And our work is to totally submit to Allah Ta'ala. And from this we should take that lesson that we have no choice. What are my brains? What can I think? I have to accept and submit fully to Allah Ta'ala and accept His laws. If we do that, we will benefit very, very greatly. And also, the laws of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala are absolute in the Quran Sharif. And if Allah wishes, then the hadith, which is also wahi from Allah Ta'ala, wahi ghair matlu, and wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. And Quran Sharif itself says that what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives you, commands you, do that. What he forbids you from, stay away from. So the value of hadith should be also very greatly embedded in our hearts. The great value and honor of the hadith also. So to understand the Quran Sharif, as Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, the Quran is more in need of the hadith to understand the Quran than the hadith is in need of the Quran to understand the hadith. Quran Sharif, a person will never be able to understand without the hadith. Hadith he can understand even without the Quran Sharif. So the value of hadith also should be a very, very great value. We have one deviated sect which call themselves Ahl-e Quran, that we only believe in the Quran, we don't believe in the hadith. That is also, they are deviated and they are gone off track. So the Quran and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both of them have got great value to a mu'min and a believer, and we accept the commandments in the Quran Sharif also and the hadith Sharif also, and understand the great value of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. وآخر دعوانا.